views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go
to my... Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and we have two wonderful guests with us today. First, we're going to meet Mike Sheehan. Some of you might remember him from shows past. It's wonderful to welcome Mike back from BioResource, Inc. I'll tell you about him in a second. And then second half of the show, we're visiting with Minnesota, Kamala Stolberger, who will illuminate to us the situation that's going on with Lyme disease out in that section of the country. So first, let me tell you about Mike Sheehan and BioResource, Inc. of California. Mike serves as the exclusive U.S. distributor of three powerful lines of German-made biological medicines, the Bicana homeopathic spigeric medications for drainage, detoxification, and regeneration, the San Pharma immune metabolic remedies, which have been scientifically proven to activate natural killer cells without causing inflammatory reactions, and the sophisticated research-supported Syntrion, fungal-based homeopathics that provide cellular reprogramming therapy in tablet, lotion, and spray form. All three remedy lines are FDA-listed, produced at GMP facilities in Europe and sold throughout licensed or certified healthcare practitioners here in the United States. So welcome, Mike Sheehan, back to Limelight Radio.
Thank you, Katina. Good to be here.
Oh, it's always wonderful to visit with you. You're always a wealth of information and such a great resource for a nation that's struggling with a surging epidemic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, I love your products. Those listeners that know me know that I'm a homeopath, and getting well from Lyme disease, homeopathy played a huge role in my healing, and I know it helps others. In fact, I was out in Minneapolis a couple of weekends ago with the great good fortune of actually training homeopaths how to treat Lyme disease with the support of our wonderful homeopathic remedies. So thank you for being such a pillar of strength of bringing these remedies in from Europe. America needs them. Can you tell us what's new? What's happening on the forefront here?
Well, we have a couple things, actually. You know, the main company we work with, Pecana, which, again, is a wonderful German company, and they have the homeopathic spagyric remedies. These are mainly for detoxification and the different organ systems. Well, the genius behind all the remedies was Dr. Peter Beiersdorf, and he passed away a couple of years ago in his 80s, but his family runs the company. And they're coming out with a Lyme formula to support when you have Borrelia. It's more specific with the Borrelia symptoms. So that's something that we'll have over here, we hope, at the beginning of the year. And even probably more exciting for me is you mentioned the company Syntrion. Now, Syntrion, as you told your listeners, is a very research-supported company. They work with Dr. Christopher Gerner at the Medical University in Vienna, Austria. They are a southern German company near the Black Forest, run by a scientist, Ronald Ullmann. Very, very sophisticated company. And what they have done is some of their remedies, they are increasing the potency of them to make them even more powerful and more effective. They had a 4x potency, and these are dilutions, of course, of these are fungal-based remedies. They activate the immune system and different cells in the body. And the key one I wanted to mention is Cy-Immune. Mm-hmm. And not only for Lyme patients, but for people in general, this stuff is great for prevention of colds and flu because it makes your immune system active, but only, for instance, if you're a high-responding person, your immune system is very active, it doesn't overstimulate it, and if you're a poor responder, it will kick it up so it reacts properly to pathogens, for instance. And so this is the Cy-Immune. It's going from a 4x to a 3x potency. And I mean, with all the viral infections out there now, I mean, we've heard of some that are very serious, and it's just Cy-Immune is faster healing of viral and bacterial infections. It actually shortens the time needed to shift from what's called a non-specific immune response, which is inflammatory, to a targeted immune response where you're asymptomatic. And again, because it reduces it from like 72 hours to 36 hours, it's a much more effective response. And the probably most people would be using this just, you know, cold season is coming up, flu season is coming up. So it's great for prevention of that. Say you're going to go on an airplane, for instance. Take a Cy-Immune tablet, you know, you can take one three times a day or maybe just for maintenance, one a day if you're already a pretty healthy person. And it helps your immune system be on alert for any, because you're going to be exposed to things. People are going to be exposed to things naturally at work, you know, on airplanes and around children, that type of thing. And as we know, you know, kids can be little petri dishes.
So right.
If you're there, you know, you have a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old or something, they bring things home. So it's really good for prevention, you know, to get your immune system strengthened before anything happens.
That's fantastic. That's great assistance we've gotten. You know, of course, what's jumping to my mind right away is Ebola, right? It helps keep your cells functioning. So you ward off something as vicious as that.
Well, it's, you know, it will help with any viral, and I'm not saying it's really not specifically Ebola at all.
I know.
Just to make your immune system as strong as possible, you know, for all the normal things that we face. Because usually people, I mean, a lot of people get sick once or twice a year, and with this, if your immune system jumps on it, you may have been exposed, but you never knew because you showed no symptoms because your immune system was working. And I guess people know a lot of times that when people age, say around 55 or so, 55 years of age, your immune system may start getting a little weaker or not quite as responsive. And to some people, they even get to the point of anergy where it doesn't respond to, you know, you have pathogens or things that should not, microorganisms that shouldn't be there, and the immune system just doesn't even recognize them anymore. Mm. So this type of medicine, it's called, actually, Centrion is the cellular recognition, and so in other words, it programs the cells to do things that they knew to do when you were a child. For instance, you know, your immune system develops, and remember when we were kids, we used to get booster shots,
right?
You know, to keep your immune system strong. This is almost like this cellular reprogramming therapy that Centrion provides. It's almost like that idea where you know how to ride the bike, but maybe, you know, for some reason you don't have the balance. Well, this helps you ride the bike like you used to. It's fantastic for prevention, or if you have been exposed to something, you come down, say, with the flu.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Mike. It sounds, well, you know, these German homeopathic companies, they are so stellar. We have nothing like them, really, in the United States. We have a couple of homeopathic pharmacies still in existence, and they make a lot of, you know, singular remedies, which is wonderful, and a couple of compounded lower-dose remedies. But these German biologicals, as you said, they really, they're heads and tails over anything we are familiar with, aren't they?
Well, especially Centrion. Centrion is... in the world, there's not another homeopathic company. And again, these are fungal-based homeopathics, which is unusual in itself. Most are plant-based. Most remedies are plant-based. These are from fungi. For instance, Cyimmune is Penicillium notatum. Well, what comes from that? Penicillin was developed from Penicillium notatum, right? But these remedies use metabolites. There is no penicillic acid in Cyimmune, for instance. So if you can be very allergic to penicillin and still use something like Cyimmune. The only caveat I would say about a Cyimmune type remedy is that they do come in different forms. There's a lotion and there's a spray, that sort of thing. The tablets are lactose based, and most people handle them well, but if you are lactose intolerant, then it would be better to use, you know, the lotion or spray or something like that.
So Mike, all these remedies, the Centurion online, your healthcare practitioner can get them from BioResource. Is that true?
Yeah. We're the U.S. distributor for Centurion, and everything comes through us. And also, Centurion, as I mentioned, the science behind them is fantastic. I mean, it's very sophisticated. Dr. Christopher Gerner is a professor. He has a professorship at the medical university. He has like 12 post-grad students working for him, and he's a cancer researcher. But he had agreed some years ago. Centurion is newer to the U.S. in the sense that it's about 7 years old here. Pecana, for instance, has been here since 1998, about 17 years now. So Centurion was newer. But Dr. Gerner agreed to piggyback some of the research on the metabolites, on the different cellular reprogramming remedies that Centurion was coming up with. And the reason he did it, actually, is because his mother treated him when he was a child with homeopathy.
So,
as a mainstream scientist, he knew homeopathy existed and it could help. Now, I will say, he told Ronald Ullman, who's the president of Centurion, I don't think I'm going to find anything. He was shocked when he saw, he was looking at one called Sicer Q first. It's mucoracimosis, the fungus mucoracimosis, the metabolites. And they found how anti-inflammatory this was, for instance. It's great for healing bruises, and it's also good for circulation. So
that's tremendous, Mike.
The research is excellent.
That's fantastic. Listen, we have to take a station break, but let's continue talking about this when we get back, because this is so exciting for everybody. Listeners, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We're visiting with Mike Sheehan at BioResource Incorporated. We'll be right back from station break.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. A psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris. And Brian, that was a beautiful song to pick for us today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, man, Lady Godiva. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That was so sentimental. Isn't it, Mike? That's a pretty song.
We wish we had raindrops falling on our head out here. We've been in this drought, and we here understand that Friday on Halloween, it is supposed to rain because we need it badly in California.
Yeah, you're out in California. You have had a tough spell. We're expecting snow in New Hampshire this weekend. Oh, my gosh.
Yahoo.
Oh, wow. Well, everyone, this is Mike Sheehan we're visiting with today from BioResource, and we are learning some great insightful news about these fabulous products coming out of Germany that Mike is so beautifully bringing to us here in distributorship through BioResources to the United States and to Canada, too, don't you?
We do, yeah. The Centrion and the San Pharma, the Pecana, actually, they have a Canadian distributor who's separate from us.
Mm-hmm. Because I know we have a lot of listeners from Canada, so I wanted them to know we actually have listeners around the world. So, so Mike, let's continue what we were talking about here with Centrion, but also I'm wanting to specifically hear about some of the products and the support they help for people fighting Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses.
Yeah, and this is the thing. And now let's switch to Pecana here for a second, because a lot of the top Lyme doctors now, and I can name names like Christine Gedrick and Dr. Ann Corson, people that, probably people listen to the show, they've heard their names or maybe they've heard them speak. They use, along with the antibiotics, They're using herbal formulas, and they're also using like the Pecana detox, because it is a combination protocol. No one thing is going to do the job by itself. And so you found in your journey, you found that when people tried to give you one single homeopathic remedy, it wasn't effective, and you had to do combinations of things. And some people can get away without antibiotics, but a lot of times they are useful. So that's where the detox comes in from Pecana or the Centrion immune system activators, that type of thing. So it is a real integrative approach.
Yeah, it really is. And, my story reflects exactly what you said, is that I thankfully, after 5 years of misdiagnosis and bedridden, as you know, Mike, it was a very wise clinical nutritionist that found my Lyme disease, and he started me off right away with the detoxification homeopathics to open up those drainage and detox pathways of kidney, a liver, and spleen. Those organs are working hard for us, everybody. They are designed, our body's got these great organ systems to cleanse, but they get clogged up, right? They get stagnant.
Exactly. And this is the thing, you know, that's just from lifestyle or diet. It, you know, aging can contribute, you know, exposure to chemicals or whatever. So you do have to have, keep things moving. And that's why simple things like eating right and exercise is important, because even just sweating, perspiring is a cleansing operation. And so when it's not working as well as it should, and you need some help, that's where Pecana steps in, and they are very, very high quality. These are made by, as I mentioned before, Dr. Peter Beiersdorf, who developed this line starting in 1984. He's probably, you know, you would consider him a genius when it comes to natural medicines, because he really put these combinations together. They're very supportive of not only detoxification, but all the different systems of the body, including the nervous system. We have great stress remedies, for instance, because a lot of, we know when you have Lyme or a lot of conditions, there's a lot of anxiety and stress involved too. So it's a complete line that goes very well with, you know, when you're using herbal formulas, for instance, that can also be used to try to fight the specific Lyme and its co-infections. Lyme is the Borrelia, and along with the Babesia and Bartonella.
Yeah, and you know, listeners, we're going to do a show one day on just homeopathy so that I can teach you what the principles are of it. But the homeopathic remedies, I'd like to say that Mike's talking about, they're very restorative. What they're doing is they're helping the body, it's at the cellular level, regenerate and restore, and we're nourishing, really, and we're using our own like inner healing skills and the immune function, as Mike's so wisely pointed out, to work more effectively. So it's not like we're coming in with like the warfare tactics of pharmaceuticals or antimicrobial herbs, which have their place, but it's wonderful to have this additional support of the homeopathics, because we're stimulating our body to work within. And, you know, then we have these two hands working together, and that's what makes for the win-win in the Lyme battle, don't you think, Mike?
I agree. And you know what's important, too? There's a group called ILADS, the International Lyme and Associated Diseases Society. They have an annual conference, and they do other seminars and conventions also. But these are medical doctors. These are PhDs. And these people now are getting more into integrative medicine. It's not just about you give this antibiotic and then that antibiotic. They're seeing some of the best talks at these shows now, or these conventions, are from medical doctors who are doing this integrative medicine with homeopathy. Because you know this, Katina, that there's people out there, oh, homeopathy, that's just nothing. It doesn't do anything. And you know, this type of attitude, or there's nothing in it. Now, ours are low potency, so there's substance. There's a lot of substance.
Mm-hmm.
But to refute that, for instance, Dr. Christopher Gerner, as I mentioned, at the Medical University in Vienna, Austria, showed that these Centrion homeopathic remedies have very profound effects on the cells. I mean, it's proven. So if anybody doubts that homeopathy actually is a viable form of medicine, all you have to do is look at his research. I mean, this is someone, as I think I mentioned this before, someday who may be up for a Nobel Prize for his very advanced, sophisticated research in cancer. You know, again, this was all piggyback. This was something that he agreed to do separately, but it's wonderful that now we have this information. Instead of just anecdotal where, oh, we gave them this and somebody got better, they showed, before they even made these remedies, they knew what they did in the body. They know how they worked.
That's fantastic. Can you spell his last name for us, just in case people want to Google him?
Yeah, Gerner is G-E-R-N-E-R, Christopher Gerner. And that's the Medical University in Vienna, Austria. He's a professor of microbiology, I believe.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. And I did not make it to the ILADS conference this year, and I heard it was stunning, as always. Great new information coming, and you all were there, weren't you?
Well, our company was represented. I had a small minor knee surgery the same week as ILADS, so I wasn't able to travel, but our company is always there. You know, we went to the one in San Diego last year, but yes, it's you know, one thing we did, the reports I got back from my reps and the people from our company is this, that even compared to last year, there's much more desperation out there, they found, from people. They're really looking for non-antibiotic types of remedies that can help with the different co-infections and the Borrelia. And so the herbal formulas and the pecanas or these sorts of things are gaining more prominence, and more of the medical doctors, especially the Lyme literate doctors, are looking into this type of medicine.
Oh, that's music to my ears. 30 years now as a homeopath, to witness our country finally embracing this system of healing. It's wonderful. It's sad to say it's had to come through the infectious illness epidemic of our century, but this is a shining star. The homeopathics really do have a place in our life and at all levels, but with Lyme disease, they do great work. Mike, our time is coming to an end. I can't believe it. It's like zoomed along.
It was fun.
You'll have to come back and join me again. Let's plan another visit maybe after the new year, because you've always got great news for us. This whole breakthrough with Syntreon is fabulous. So people can visit your website. Can you share it with us?
Yes, it's BioResourceInc.com. That's INC.com. BioResourceInc. That's singular. BioResourceInc.com.
Thank you, Mike Sheehan. It's wonderful to have you, and keep up this fabulous work. You're helping change the lives of so many.
Great. Thanks, Katina.
Yes, you're very welcome. Audience, stay tuned. We're going to come back and visit with Minnesota after the station break. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris visiting with you this afternoon, and it's my great honor to bring on air with us a very special woman, someone that has become very near and dear to me because she hosted me on a terrific visit to the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul a few weeks ago, actually. So let me introduce Kamala Stahlberger to you. She is a BA in anthropology from Hamline University, Minneapolis, St. Paul. She is a registered yoga teacher, a certified healing touch practitioner apprentice with Healing Beyond Borders International, and has trained in sacred Lomi Hawaiian temple bodywork. Using an ethnographic approach to healing, Kamala intuitively combines an understanding of your life story and energy work to assist in restoring you to wholeness, mind, body, and spirit. By identifying patterns of thought and behavior that no longer serve a client's highest good, Kamala uses energy work to alter these patterns energetically, resulting in a new narrative and therefore a transformed life. She's also a Lyme disease advocate, having hosted the Twin Cities Natural Health Fair on October 18th, which featured an array of Lyme-literate practitioners, and she helped educate her region on tick-borne diseases. So welcome to Limelight Radio, Kamala.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful. So there's so much I want to have you share with our listeners over this next half an hour together, but why don't we start off, if you don't mind, educating or illuminating how you actually got involved in the Lyme disease situation, because you actually do not have the illness.
I don't. Thankfully, I don't have Lyme disease. I have a good friend who has Lyme disease, though, and back in February of 2012 when he got diagnosed, at that point I remember telling him, geez, I don't know anybody else with Lyme disease. And since then, people I know, people I have known for a long time in, basic regular conversation, all of a sudden it turns out that they have had or have Lyme disease or know of somebody who has Lyme. And, I started hearing stories about how traumatic the experience has been for so many people because of, testing that hasn't worked out well, with doctors that haven't known what was wrong with people, and, delayed diagnosis and that sort of thing. And so through that, I've just been interested, because of my healing background also, in trying to support and help people find options.
That's so wonderful. And, you are a gifted healer. I've experienced your body work, and out there in Minnesota and Wisconsin, where you are, and actually then you neighbor onto the other border states there, the Lyme disease situation really is surging, and really not many doctors know about it at all, do they?
It's very hard for people to find a Lyme literate doctor. Most of the people that I talk with who have Lyme have done a lot of their own research, do a lot of communicating and, with support groups and things, talking with different people about who they found that has worked well with them and who hasn't. And it really seems like a network kind of a situation, because the responses from the medical community are so varied in finding answers.
Yeah, it's difficult too. And, we have this in the Northeast, where we've got Boston with major medical centers, and the Infectious Disease Society, has labeled Lyme disease as a short-term infectious illness. So it's gotten pigeonholed into this, little box of infectious illness, and the, what we call chronic form or prolonged form of it, which takes its attack on multiple systems of the body and no longer looks like an infectious disease, but looks like things like fibromyalgia or lupus or MS or chronic fatigue syndrome, you know, then people, I imagine, in your area end up wandering into Mayo Clinic, et cetera, because you've got those big healthcare centers out there, and they're not that Lyme savvy. They just have one lens on it, don't they?
It seems like they do. And again, I don't have any personal experience with it, but the people mm-hmm. that I talk to and the stories that I've heard, people have a really hard time. And even though the Mayo is a tremendous help for a lot of people in a lot of situations, it does not seem like Lyme disease is something that they are that up to date on.
Yeah, they don't understand it as well. Most of the medical community doesn't really understand it. So here you are, like Artemis out there, blazing through the forest and lighting a light of hope for the people that are suffering. And we had the wonderful health fair that you put together, and so many people joined us with great practitioners. There was dentists and chiropractors and body workers who were Lyme literate, and it was a fabulous experience for me and those that attended to see what you were able to create for a community. And, you know, what's the ripple effect been like for you?
Well, since this is the first year that I put together the Natural Health Fair, I wasn't sure what to expect with, you know, the attendance and that sort of thing. And until a couple weeks beforehand, I didn't realize that there was another health fair type event that was happening at the Minneapolis Convention Center. But it seemed like the number of people that came were very specifically there to learn about Lyme disease with the promotion that we did for your keynote speech. And I think everybody went away from it knowing so much more and having some resources available, having some, you know, concrete tactics and places to turn to, you know, things that they we're going to seek out. And I don't know, you did such a great job with the keynote speech and talking about diagnostics and what to look for and questions to ask with testing and that sort of thing. And from the response from practitioners who participated, they were very happy with how the day turned out. The people who came and attended heard back some comments that they have been, you know, pleased with the information that they received, and have been very grateful and thankful for, you know, my efforts in putting this together.
That's so beautiful. You did an outstanding job, and I'm highlighting Kamala today and her efforts, besides us learning about the situation in Minnesota, because I want to put it out here to the country, actually, to the world, that, you know, you can do this. You need to ask for help and seek support. And like Kamala put together this health fair, you don't have to go that far, but you can bring mm-hmm. in a speaker like me or other practitioners from around the country that know how to deal with this illness and host an event and bring awareness and education and support to your community. It's really not that hard to do. You just have to reach out and seek the sources and make it happen. You know, we planned for almost a year, Kamala, didn't we? But it was really about 6 months of work to create an event like this.
Yes, I would say it was about November last fall when I contacted you on Facebook and asked if you would come to the Minnesota area because of my interest in natural health. I wanted to know more and be able to talk with you personally, which was fantastic, and I'm so glad that I had that opportunity to find out really your perspective as being a natural health care practitioner, and then with a disease like this, how to incorporate other modalities into, you know, a natural health, kind of a holistic approach to healing Lyme disease. And so, yeah, we talked about it last fall, and throughout the year it kind of grew into a health fair because of the people that I've met and come in contact with, clients that I have, sometimes the struggle that people have in finding good medical care with Lyme disease and finding answers and knowing how much help there is in some alternative and complementary modalities. Just feeling like my intention for the health fair was to bring together the practitioners of those maybe complementary and alternative healing ways and the people who maybe could benefit from them, so that there's some contact and some awareness around other options.
It worked really well, and we'll talk about it more when we come back from station break. But as you heard in the first half of our hour with Mike Sheehan at BioResources, and now you're hearing a little bit from Kamala too, is that Lyme disease, besides killing off a bacterial infection or parasitic co-infections, is we really need to support our body physically, emotionally, spiritually on this journey. It gets ransacked by the organisms, and a lot of damage is done, and we need the resources. And this is where natural holistic medicine comes into play beautifully, because these age-old traditions like acupuncture, homeopathics, herbals, cranial sacral work, which is newer, but energy medicine, energy body work, they're very restorative, and they, you know, help our systems realign and balance. So everyone, we're going to take a little station break, and then we're going to come back and learn more from Kamala and hear a bit more about what's happening out in Minnesota area with Lyme disease. This is Katina Makris. This is Limelight Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We've already said goodbye.
Since you gotta go, oh, you better go now.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting Minnesota today. Kamala Stolberger is with us, and she is doing a fabulous job letting us have a lens into the situation out in her neck of the woods. Minnesota is a gorgeous state. I'd never been there before. When I arrived to Minneapolis, St. Paul a couple weeks ago, I got off the airplane and I'm saying, oh my God, this is such a great city. It's so pretty. It's like got neighborhoods. It's got great energy. It's on the river. I was stunned. It's really beautiful, Kamala, isn't it?
It is really beautiful. Thank you. I'll take the credit for how beautiful Minnesota is now because you're talking to me.
It's gorgeous. And I mean, I am not there in the winters, but you know, people could say that about northern New England where I am too. In the winters, it's fierce. Yeah. But you are loaded with lakes. You're loaded with forests. You have beautiful woodlands, especially up north as you approach Canada. And Wisconsin, mm-hmm. your neighboring state, it's got a similar terrain, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Wisconsin is also very wooded, a lot of lakes, a lot of rivers. And I don't know specific details, but I know that the St. Croix River, you know, near the Stillwater and north from there area is probably the highest concentration of tick bites and tick, Lyme disease, I guess, in probably the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
And sharing the border in that area because of the river going through and the lush foliage around it.
It's so beautiful, but it's a perfect habitat. And we were talking about this, you and I, that the Canadian geese, which love this topography and the waters, et cetera, they're big tick taxis. They can carry hundreds of ticks on board.
Right. Yes. We've got lots of Canadian geese, a lot of, turkeys, deer, lots of wildlife.
Mm-hmm. And they fly up and down these flyways and they make their way down to Kansas and Oklahoma and head south in the warmer weather and, and reverse it when the seasons change. So, that whole region now is getting tick infested and carrying, Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses all throughout the continent, really.
Right. It's traveling ticks, like you said, tick taxis.
So there are some good support groups in the area. For our listeners that are needing help, could you mention perhaps a group or two that people could find some resource at?
Sure. I think that the best place in probably the Minnesota area, in any of the state of Minnesota, would probably be the Minnesota Lyme Association. And their website is www.mnlyme.com. And if you go to mnlyme.com/support, you'll find a list of support groups in the Twin Cities metropolitan area, plus around outstate Minnesota. I think that there are also a few Wisconsin groups listed on there.
That's great. That's great for people to have some direction. And having visited the state and heard some of the stories firsthand, individuals were able to share with me, oh, we know we were camping when up in such and such, or, you know, 40 years ago, I can remember being at my grandmother's and I had this bullseye rash on me and we just thought it was a spider bite and, you know, had terrible headaches for years. And now, you know, here 40 years later, MS type symptoms. So it's not a new illness.
Right, right. It's been around for a while.
It's been around. We just haven't understood it. So, Kamala,
right.
I have to applaud you again for being so helpful to your region and creating the health fair, but also, you know, so willingly having, you know, taken on this extra piece of work in your life, working with Lyme disease. And do you see it in your practice, in your office? Do people with Lyme come in?
People with Lyme do come in. There are, you know, people who come in and I do an intake, maybe the first time that I see them. And, you know, throughout the intake, they're telling me about maybe physical symptoms and things that they have. And when I get to the end, I often ask, is there anything else that I need to know about you? And just so recently, you know, within the last 2 months, several people have said, oh, well, you know, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease, you know, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago or 6 months ago. And so And then I'm thinking, oh, of course, and looking at the symptoms, you know, the physical symptoms that people have, I coincide with what I know other people with Lyme have had, you know, whether it's migraine headaches or joint pain, inflammation, and different things. And so it's getting to be more and more common, which is not a good thing, I guess. Mm-mm.
And your energy work, how does that interface with people in terms of recovery and healing?
I think that what I do, or what anybody who is an energy work practitioner would probably say, is that energy work is something very good to do, complementary to you know, other healthcare practices. And the big part of it is, you know, clearing a person's energy field and their aura of anything that's no longer needed, that no longer serves them, balancing, connecting chakras throughout a person's body. I think that so many times people with illness, and especially chronic pain, it's easy to want to be out of your body, if that makes any sense. And so with energy work, I think it's a very good way to embody our physical selves and take up the space that energetically that we are allowed to. And it's very relaxing. It's just a real good all-around healthcare practice.
Mm-hmm. So for people that are new to energy work, when a practitioner like yourself works on them, you're actually lending your energy to their system, right?
That's true. At the start of the session, I will ground and center myself and set an intention for the session, which a lot of times I will have the client help to set an intention of something that they want to gain or something that they want to benefit from. And then through breathing and feeling grounded and allowing energy to flow through me, I'm able then to send healing energy into the person that I'm working with.
It's such powerful medicine, people. We're so used to looking for pharmaceuticals or foods or different, you know, modalities that we are very familiar with in terms of restoring our health and gaining energy. And I know when I was so treacherously ill with Lyme disease, one of my biggest complaints was I had no energy, like couldn't even sit up or get off of the sofa or bed. And when I had my energy healer work on me and lend me his energy, it was, you know, beyond a gift. It was life-sustaining. So I know how precious your work is to people that are suffering, Kamala.
Well, that's the feedback that I get at the end of the session. I ask usually how was that for you? And, you know, everybody has a different amount of what they're willing to share about the experience. But most often things that I hear are, I've never felt this relaxed. So many times they go home and they sleep better than they have in a really long time. Sometimes there's different digestive problems people have when they have chronic illnesses and are on different drugs and things. And, that gets better for them. Pain management is something that is helpful. And so the results, I guess, are varied, but yet everybody who I've worked on, they are amazed, and especially if it's maybe their first time receiving energy work. They are amazed at how good they feel afterwards.
It's great. Yes, it's beautiful medicine and so needed when our nervous systems and mitochondria and all different parts of our body are under the stress of any chronic illness. So, Kamala, thank you for joining me today on Limelight Radio, for giving us a glimpse into the situation in Minnesota and lending us your tremendous talent and generosity to educate your section of the country. You're doing such great work. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Katina.
Oh, yes, my honor. So, everyone, I hope you enjoyed our show today. We were chock full of news, as always. Limelight Radio is such a happening place, such a privilege to host this show and bring you exciting guests who can help us heal on so many different levels. So, join us next week and have a good weekend, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.
Hi, this is David Zarza
and Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys,
and we're here with your tip of the week. Make an inventory of the 10 most important people in your life. Then, add the 10 people with whom you spend the most time. There might be overlap from these lists. Spend time listing their qualities of these people that you admire and respect. Then go back and make a list of characteristics or aspects these people possess that you find challenging. Reflect on how these aspects, both light and dark, make you feel.
How many of these would you also use to describe yourself? Do you notice any resistance? If so, there's growth to be had there. Join us for our next Purposeful Living webinar series to explore more.
Watch our webinar series or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in Find a psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.